Well, we need to have good people. And to get good people, it takes quite a lot of energy. So what I've found over the years that is very important is to connect individuals with the company at the level of purpose. I think at this time of our world, anyone can see all positions are posted by all companies around the world. Everyone has choice. People are mobile. They can work in Asia, they can work in the US, they can work anywhere around the world. So how can we as employers attract the best of the best for our own company? And I believe that purpose is one of the solutions. Connecting the purpose of individuals with the purpose of the company. It sounds easy to say, but it's actually very difficult. But at the end of the day, this is what we've been able to achieve at Taulia by sharing this purpose here with employees. So we got a lot of people who have joined Taulia because they believe that by helping small suppliers having access to cash when they need it most, those businesses can invest, they can hire people, they can become healthy businesses, they can help the economy to grow, and those people want to be part of this. This is a self-fulfilling job that they want to find, and they're able to do that via the purpose of the company. And that is really core to our hiring process. So instead of having a unilateral discussion during the hiring process, we share a lot of information with candidates so that the assessment becomes mutual. It's not us who interview people, but we let candidates interview us as well so that they can help us find this potential mutual connection between their personal purpose and the purpose of the company. So that's one key concept we've been applying and that has worked really well for us. The second one is the culture. And this one, I'm a big fan of this one. Here, I'm not talking about the culture in terms of where we go to party. Do we go to a bar? Do we select Ibiza to go on vacation as a team? But I'm more talking about how we make decisions at the company. When a startup is 5 or 6 people, it's easy, right? Everyone sits in the same room. Decisions are shared. Everyone knows about everything. But when you get to 50, 100, 200, 500, 1,000, or 10,000, making decisions is difficult, especially if you want to make decisions that are consistent with your strategy and consistent with your culture. And I think that the ultimate measure of success here is when we are able to say that people are empowered to make decisions throughout the company, and they make the best decisions when no one is watching them. Right? Have you been experiencing this? Have you been thinking about that? When I'm not watching, when I'm not around, when I'm traveling, are people making the right decisions, decisions that are consistent with our values, with what we stand for? So here on the slide here, you can see our 6 values. And we are spending a lot of time to communicate to all the employees the detailed meaning of those values and how people can use them on a day-to-day basis to make decisions, to behave, and show up with customers, with partners, and employees. And I'll share a story with you, the one that is really recent. We were in front of a very large business opportunity that, frankly, you know, we really wanted to pursue. It's hard to say no sometimes when there is a lot of money on the table. But a lot of people started to think about the second item on the slide here, the third actually, which is we build to scale. By making this decision to go after this business opportunity, we wouldn't have been able to really build to scale our core product. And people started to think about this and voice it and say, well, if we pursue this opportunity, what does that mean to our core business? Are we going to scale it? Are we going to live by our values? It was not an easy process, but over time, people said, no, actually, we would not live by our values by pursuing this large opportunity. And we decided to pass on that one. So that's an example about how we can use values on a day-to-day basis to make the right decisions for the business, for the company. The second theme is about technology. So here we are here to talk about technology for financial services. This is what Taulia does. But technology is also very important to manage talent at the company. I'm one of those who believe into working closely together, getting in a small room, high-fiving people when something is achieved, being able to solve a problem on the whiteboard. But at the end of the day, it is impossible when you become a bigger company to have everyone in the same office. At Taulia, we are not that big. We are about 300 people, but we have already 6 different offices in about 6 different time zones, as a matter of fact, and many people who are remote. So how do you get all those people to collaborate, to operate as a team, and do that in an efficient fashion? And I think technology can play a very big role with this. There is now technology that allows you to chat, call, do video calls, being able to share documents in one click, all in an integrated fashion, which frankly changes the world and changes how we can work all together. And talking about being efficient, small things can make a difference. A couple of years ago, we implemented a very simple technology that allows to make phone calls and video calls without any reservation numbers. You remember those times where you need to dial in and type a code and sometimes it doesn't work or look it up? Well, we did the math. If you can save 30 seconds 3 times per day for 300 people, basically you save about 1 headcount throughout the year just by doing this little thing. So we implemented this reservation-less tool that allows people to dial in directly into a conference call. And by doing that across 300 people, we virtually save the effort of 1 person throughout the entire year. So technology can help, and there are many different things, but you can need to choose the one that works for you. But a lot of things make our life efficient and allows people to engage as one team, despite the fact that they are located on a global basis. The third theme is about leadership. So here I'm not going to talk about the fact that companies succeed when things come top down. Actually, as a matter of fact, I don't believe into top-down management. I believe into empowering people. I believe into giving people autonomy. I believe into allowing people to make the right decisions at the right time. But I also believe into the fact that people work for people. People get excited, they get passionate, because they work for someone who has the energy, who has the vision, who has the passion, who makes the right choice for the company. I think this is very, very important. And building leadership teams is not that easy. I like to make analogies with sports. Everyone is talking about soccer right now, so I'll talk about soccer. But how do you build a very good soccer team? Well, you try to find the best players. But if some of the best players don't really engage well with others, well, what do? Well, in soccer, if the one player is able to score 10 goals per game and doesn't get along with others, well, maybe it's fine, right? Maybe the person can help you win. I'm sure there are some people who are cheering for Madrid here, so I will not name any players, but you can still make it work one way or the other. In business, it's harder. It is harder to do that. If you have a top talent, but the person is not able to melt with the companies, the person is not able to engage, it makes the process extremely hard. So I want to think about a different concept. Instead of thinking about hiring the best people, it's about hiring the right people who can get the team to its best. It's a very different concept. Once it's done, the question is, how do you get all those people work together? How do you create the glue between those people so that they can truly work together as a team? And I think it goes down to helping people to connect on a personal level and being able to show a very high level of vulnerability. I think that vulnerability is very important in human beings, at the personal level, but also in business. So I'll share another story of Taulia, one that is going to make maybe some of the people here on the slide uncomfortable, but I'll share it anyway. We use at Taulia a business coach, someone who is helping that team here on the slide at the team level, but also some of us on a personal fashion. And about 2 months ago, we got to an offsite. We got all those people in the room, and the idea was to help to create the glue between everyone, making sure that those people can work at the higher level and really perform as a world-class team. So the ask was to make sure that everyone will be vulnerable. open to engage at a personal level. Over the 2 days of the offsite, everyone on this picture at some point cried after talking about personal topics. So we laughed as well. We had wine. We made good business decisions. But those tears really helped to crystallize the bond between those people in a room, and that really helped to create those personal connections that are going to be so valuable going forward to go through very good times and more difficult times as we grow the company. So that was a very important process, or steps, I should say, in as part of building the team to the next level of maturity. So on my last slide, I talk a little bit about the success of Taulia. On the left-hand side, you can see the number of transactions that have gone through our network over the past quarters. It's enjoyable to see a hockey stick, a lot of growth. We are very happy about this. On the right-hand side, you can see some of our customers. We're also very proud to have some of the largest companies in the world. And I believe that the concepts I shared with you have been some of those factors that have helped us to grow that fast over the quarters and over the years. So if you're keen on investing into a soft topic, I know that this conference is about strategy, it's about direction of fintech, it's about disrupting banks. But if you are keen and willing on investing into a softer topic to get your companies to the next level, I encourage you to think about those questions. You know, how deep your culture is, how well and understood is it throughout your entire organization so that your people make the right decisions and decisions consistent with your vision? How do you invest in technology to blend and connect all your employees into one team and make them extremely efficient? And last but not least, how invested are you in your leadership team? Do you have the right people who can take the team to its best level? And are you investing enough to create the glue between this talent? Again, with the goal to create the best for your company. So those are the thoughts. I'll be around later today if you want to talk more. And on that, I want to thank you for your time. Thank you for listening. Appreciate it.